Kufei Gimel, which it talks about the union of Simonim. Aleph. This is a quote. This is actually Gemara. Gemara in Hurrius. The Gemara says, "Hey, Adam Rogel Lechel Brosh Hashanah Rubya." The Gemara says that the Gemara comes off of a story that when Shlomo Melech was anointed to be the Melech, they took him down to next to the Gichon to be anointed next to the spring. So Mor says, why do they do that? It says to be Simon Toib that his machu should be nimshach and should flow just like the river flows. And Mor says, oh, so you see Simon and Milsehi. Now that you see Simon and Milsehi, that doing a Simon has the significance, therefore a person should do Simon and Rosh Hashanah. Bereshata, beginning of the year. So the first one that says a person should eat Rubya, which is Tilsin, and it will be a Simon, well, there should be Rebuy of Arzchuyas. Then Karti. Rubya is usually translated as, well, different translations is, but it's a type of pea, black eyed peas usually. Karsi, which is leek. Silka, which is beets. Tamri, which are dates. And Kora is a type of gourd or some type of squash. So those are the ones the Mora mentions. Comes the mother of the sweet apple, with honey, as opposed to a sour apple with honey. Shana Masuka, Bechay Noigim. We shall remind him. Rabbi is near Beschir Seneca. Remind him, Regim Lechel Bosser, Shomin, Vachomin, Masika. So we add various different simonim, which the Mor didn't mention. So we see you're allowed to generate your own. So really, finally, for example, eating carrots. Where are carrots? Because in Yiddish, the word merin, so should be more. So directly you could do one in English also. I don't know that the lettuce raisin and celery, I'm not sure that that's really what they had in mind, but Aleph, Kishayachal Rubya, who had din mashanikra b'lashana sacherim lashan revia, Yachal, so much as lashan revia, kamadinam dinam kilashana, each place according to its language. So if the word merin means more, so you could eat carrots. So he says that you should say with the Shem Hashem. It's not just Tam, it should be a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the schus of the action that we're doing. So there's an interesting Rabban. The Rabban says, so what's this all about? What's this Simon idea? What's it all about? So he says, you found the Simon, the Nevi'im did Simonim. Different things in the Vim, the Simon. Well, what was the idea behind that? So you know that a Kurdish Baruch makes a Gzair in Shemaim. The Gzair is not guaranteed that it's going to remain the same. Once it's been effected in some way here in this world, so that makes it, it gives it a certain type of permanence that the Baruch Hashem says once the Gzair is started to take effect, so it remains as such. As the brush doesn't retract, and once it takes effect. That's why the Nabiim would make simonim, was that whatever they were referring to, it gave it a certain level of permanence down in this world, and then once it started to take effect. So that's the chiddush of the idea of simonim milsa. So we're hoping that we have a schus in Shemayim, that our schuyas should be nisrabe. The brush should look at our schuyas as being many. So we do some action which would represent that down here, that gives it some type of permanence, that it's not going to be retracted. But we have to deserve it. There has to be gzeira shemayim that this is the simon for. So you want it, you need to feel over here. It's not just like, there was this great idea. Just if I eat apples with honey, I'll have a good year. Like, it sounds like a nice plan. I mean, no dabbing, no stalker, no thrilling, no, nothing else. Just the apples with honey, and we solve the problems. Minimalistic type of a religion, So it's not what it means. It means a person has to do tshuva, a person davens b'lev shalem. And then he hopes that this is representing something which the Russian would be masking to.
Chazal only made this for Rosh Hashanah. Why didn't they, like, for Pesach, you know, eat something that sounds like Olal, you hear its own Mehera, Golaseno? I mean, they didn't do it for any other Yom Kippur, right? This is just every Yom Kippur, you hope something is coming down to the earth. You should hope that.
Interesting question. I'm not sure why was this, why Chazal simply said this is a time of the judgment for the year, really is Iker is Nikva now, and includes what's going to happen Pesach.
That's also cover Pesach.
Right. Theoretically, if we have a simon how to do Gula, we probably would do that too. Tavuch Masa B'Dvash, Tavuch Iker B'Morach Alav Apertar
Advash.
So the apple is the ikur, not the honey. So for the bracha, it is on the apple, and the honey is nichol on the apple. Now, shirchol atapuch achar brichos hamoitzi mikol mochem shirchol baruchalov ishnagam litabel hamoitzi b'dvash. So you eat a fresh fruit during the meal, you have to take a bracha on it. Now, if you have dates there, obviously, so then the based on the criteria, so much the shibas aminim gets precedence, a person should make a bracha on the dates, the ha'eitz on the dates. Not on the apple. So if you were going to make the your eights on the apple, you shouldn't have the date on the table. If you have a choice between a date or a pomegranate, so a date has kadima before a pomegranate, but either because it's the pasuk tavash means date honey for the dates, and that's number two to the second oritz, whereas remind. It's Eretz Chita, which are Geffen, Betain, and Berimon. It's number five to the first Oritz, and this is number two to the second Oritz. So which number two to the second Oritz will have Kedima. The number two loses is two to the first Oritz, and two to the second Oritz, two to the first Oritz would win. But anyway, that's Ara. That's Mazonis, it has Kedima anyway. But if you'd make a barley type of a food out of barley, which you make a adoma on it, so barley would have kadima, so or whatever kadima over tomorrow. Okay, dalat is chadish. You remember kosher archa scholos achilo. They should also lahapsik ben brocha achilo. So you make a brocha, break your eights, you eat some apple, and then you make the bakasha afterwards. He doesn't mention that you have to take another bite. It sounds like you can do it in that order, and that's okay. Shana Masuka, Balken Yeshinoim, Levasha Bursh, Shana Mine Chemets Bursh, because they don't have the sour types of foods. Okay, Oiklum, Dogim, Simon, Shiva, Yerba Kadogim, and Mevasha Samachemets, and they eat fish for that simon, so they don't cook it with the vinegar. So if everything's a simon, so there's good simonim, there's bad simonim. You don't obviously don't want the bad simonim, so getting angry is not a good simon. It's here from the culture is that people are mocked, but not to eat nuts during Rosh Hashanah, especially Tshuva, because eggs is gematria chet. They forget that chet is also gematria chet. So that's what Chabad Chaim is saying,
Chet is not off by one.
It's not even off by one. This is the korgot, right? Beis, oichlam rosh kevis, from the lamb's head or sheep's head. Lar mania rosh al zonah bezecher le elosh yitzchok. Of course, you have to work out the math. It's off by one, but that's okay. The Maril says the source of the minig is because I'm not sure exactly what. I don't know enough about physiology, but apparently it would increase the liquids in the saliva and the mucus, and would be busy with that, not interrupt your davening.
What?
Who knows?
What increases the saliva
and
the mucus?
Egos.
What?
It's a minig not to sleep. And that's actually Gemara. Gemara says that it's Yerushalmi, the person who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, his mazel will be a sleepy mazel. But I don't know exactly how mazels are sleepy or not sleepy, but you know, it won't seem to be very aggressive and assertive in getting what he's supposed to get. It'll take its time, slow and relaxed. So the time it gets there, everything's gone already. If you can do even of a ram, it's even better. If you don't have the simon is for Rosh, the simon for Ayal Shal Yitzchok, obviously that you're not going to be able to accomplish with the head of a fish or a chicken, but the simon of Rosh you're going to have. Hanor, Balerman Teshuv Derachamenu. We say the Pesukim Teshuv Derachamenu also. Shum the Yitzchak Bemeder Shabur of Rama Vino Atzavur Bemayim Kesholach Lachriva Ad Gabi Mizbech. By the way, on the way to the Kedo, so he was, the water rose up to his neck. Bo'amar Hashi Hashem Ki Bo'amay Mad Nofesh. Hashem should save. And the Hashem made the waters recede. So we do that also to go to remind the schus of the Akedah that Ram went into all the way into the water to do the mitzvah of Akedah. It's preferable to go to a place where there is live fish. And the Rizal writes, Nahor or Be'er. It should be a river or even a spring. It should be, it's probably outside the city. They don't do it on Shabbos. Right after Mimnesha Hanor, Chutz Le'ir, Mishum Hitzor, Shalosim Swarm, Makodem, Lakachol, Yom Sheni. So the minute goes away to the second day. It falls out on Shabbos. The Gra actually says, the Gra said not to, actually, he would say Tashlich in his place. He wouldn't go to the river. And the Chabasam writes it, where it is. He writes a different place. Obviously, to go there, you know, and end up being a situation which his sneeze, etc., is compromised for a Simon Toiv. You're not going to get a Simon Toiv out of that. You get. Maybe you want to get some extra various while you're before you to throw it out. But, so that's been the situation. So the grower's option is to stay put. There's an interesting Kaf HaChaim that he says that they have cisterns. If they had no other option, Yerushalayim, where do they go? Probably one time I went to the Gichon, but. They would say by the cisterns, by the burrs. So Chabad Chaim says even if there's a spring, the Shiloach, you can go to it now. But Chabad Chaim says even if there's no water in it right now. If the cistern held water earlier, so it still has the element of simen in it. Which I'm sure there were some years they had to do that. Shalishan test. Ksham disi Rishami Manda Domek Rashata, a person who sleeps at the beginning of the year, Domek Mazli, his mazel is sleeping. Barizal Omar Shakar Khatsais Mutalishan. The Rizal says Shakarnis Ur Hamalok Ayade Tulas of Utkiyas. Whatever you need to accomplish is done by Chatzos already. You're in business. He would sleep. The Rama means Rama. I'm assuming. If you're sitting doing nothing, it's the same thing as sleeping already. So you might as well. If you're not going to sit and learn or tillum or whatever it is, it's the same thing as sleeping. You might as well go to sleep and get a little bit extra strength. Person's worn out, they're not really able to focus, etc. So they do much better sleeping a little bit, rejuvenating, than being makban and staying up, and then you know, not accomplishing anything anyway. Um, each person should set himself down to learn. If you can't, if you need to sleep a little bit, you should sleep a little bit. And if a person needs to sleep a little more than that also, if a person usually takes, you know, he's very exhausted and not going to be able to daven later on the day and the next day without taking a nap, she should take a nap. I mean, it should be obviously with the bir kavanah is that it should be with you know, thought, it's intelligence why you're doing it. Some people have to finish all of tilim over Rosh Hashanah. They say from this Gerov used to say tilim Rosh Hashanah. He didn't learn Gemara. He said tilim. So the Biskarov, somebody asked him, like, you know, Biskarov, the pastor says he should learn Pesher Rambam, and you know, Rosh Hashanah, what he's learning, saying to tell him, he says, the Maestro, in the middle of learning, you have a kash, you have a teretz, you look for Rambam, you look for the Sefer, you're spending time doing other things. He says, it's not worth it to lose a second on Rosh Hashanah, not being involved in doing something of Kedusha. So while I'm looking for the Sefer, I'm losing that time. Tillam, I know, I'm going to say straight Tillam, and then finish once, I'll say a second time. So he would sit and say Tillam, the whole Rosh Hashanah. You screwed up.
When did he say the second time?
What? If he finished the first time, he'd say it again. And how long it took him to say Tillam, but if he finished once, you start again. Kriyas. We don't say halal tomorrow. We don't say halal. You don't say yamta. The Morah says why not? Because the person's life is hanging in the balance. You can't expect them to say halal. Menagim loymer avinu malkeinu. Halal seder we say avinu malkeinu. Yimur Shabbos ein armer meser. We don't say it on Shabbos. Marichim bepiyutim etvilas ad chatzos. And we continue with the davening until chatzos. And Mishabur will talk about may you extend it more. The question being the issue of fasting on Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Inram Halo, which is the Rechaim Mason, Sukhim and Echyar Mashira. The person's life is in the balance. How could you want him to say Shira? Vafagab, the Ottom Batuchim, Mashinetze, Zakoim, and Mishabur says, what do you mean? We said before that we have to dress up nicely because we're confident that we will win. The schus is we recognize that we're totally in Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands and go either way. And the awe that we have from that reality is itself the schus that we're zochah b'din. The person that takes the whole thing lightly, he has no haftacha. Okay. If you say Tillam regularly, you ended up getting to the Kapitlach of Halal, and it's Rosh Hashanah. There's no Isser to say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. It's just you don't get up and say Ashira. You're reading Tillam like you regularly do. That's not a problem. Al Seder. Okay, so what's he stressing? Sevino Makeno Allah said, "Lafuke midas a rav beis Yosef shemidalgim bechol mokim shemaskir chet." That the beis Yosef says that anything which has element of chet in it, we don't mention. The day ain armim avino makeno chatan lefanachu. According to the beis Yosef, we would skip the keta of chatan lefanachu. We don't want to raise the question. But to mention an apostle, not as a confession, it's not a problem. So according to our meaning that we do say, is there a way to interpret it that it should not be a problem? So he says yes. Klarmer, we touch it like this. Chatano is plural, means us and our fathers. So Klal Yisrael as a whole has sinned. I was saying the chatano shabru of the avodas gedolim. Vanoshichem lisvaras aleihem kavash amr kosev visadus avanam es avanam vesom. Klal Yisrael is admitting that also, but v'ano That was our forefathers. That was the generations back. We only have you. And that's the order of the three ketoyim over there. That would be how we do say it, he says, according to that. We're not being misvada, our various, means misvada the various of the generations prior. The order should be chet and then pesha. Ki pesha gadol harber mechet. Pesha is much. It indicates a much worse level of sin than chet. Chet is b'shogeg. Pesha means a person is aware and careless about it. He doesn't care, so he's doing it b'mezid. So the bachat chila l'kavah hakachal mechomer. Then the natural flow is that you ask, can you forgive this? Yes. Well, if you can forgive that, maybe you can forgive this, which is larger. Yes, that also. But you don't ask for the big thing afterwards and say, well, you want to forgive this? He says, yes. And what about that little thing? Of course, it's obvious. It's included already. Yeshemar Kalei HaKof HaPatach V'Alam HaBitzeirei. So to destroy. Taz B'Simon Tav Reshchot Beis Kosos Yeshemar Roya Gzar B'Nishim HaAchas. We say it in one breath. So we want to stress that we're only asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to remove the roya of the gezar, the bad part of the gezar. So we don't want to pause, take away the roya and gezar, the mission, take our gezar din and rip it up. Well, that's very nice, but your gezar din was very good. But you asked. You don't want to give a piss on pet. To ask us to think. So you say the roya of the gzar is at samuch.
Where do we say our chetoyim before our pshoyim?
Avinu malkeinu mechev haver chatuseinu pshoyinu minegad
inatho. Say mechev haver pshoyinu chatuseinu.
So most people say pshoyinu chatuseinu. Right, so he's saying that's not the right order. Dalet. Mimu Shabbos, the time Kishen on Shalom, Sochem Shabbos, so we don't say Vinam Makenim on Shabbos. Abshavosh Hashanah, we have Shabbos, Mimincha, Enam, Vinam Makenim. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so the Mincha of the second day, which is Erev Shabbos, we don't say Vinam Makenim. And you have the Maz with this Magen of Rome, we're not Shalom, Sochem Shabbos. Over the day of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to ask for plenty of Tzrachim. Right? Between various different tefillahs, we're going to end up saying a lot of it. So, apparently, even on Shabbos in general, we do say certain things. Some people don't say the racham and the benching on Shabbos. Some many people do. That's in the sechut tefillah, and you do it. So some have learned that the main issue of Vino Makenu was the Seder Tzrochim said al Seder Tefillah Shemon Esrei. It's set on the order of the weekday Shemon Esrei. So it's not, you know, perfect parallel, but you know, the basic general flow, there was that element of the bakashas, parallel the bakashas of the weekday Shemon Esrei. And that we don't do in Shabbos, we don't do it like that. But that's a musik of being Shalom Tzorach and Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah fall out on Shabbos. And you'll get the Musaf, you know, we don't have a volcano. You get the Chazar Shashas of Musaf by Bechol Chayim. I mean, you have this long paragraph of Vino Malkeinu, right? Kosh Kasko, Chalei Deve, Becherim. No Tzrachim HaShabbos, excuse me. Yeah. We do say it. Zcharach HaMechol Kosh Kasko, you said, Tzvi?
Kosh Kasko.
Yeah.
Chalei Deve, Becherim.
So what's the answer?
So it's saying it's more specifically the ones which were said al Seder Tefillas Chol. And you'll look at Avinu Malkeinu, which we say the whole long Avinu Malkeinu, it's said on Seder of the Tefillas Chol. So that's why we don't do it. But otherwise, we do end up saying Tzrachim on Shabbos. There's a little bit of a. Yeah. So the tefillah should go until chatzos. It's not. It's not. It's not a. you must end by then means it's preferable to extend the tefillah until that point in time. Okay, why? Because the Iker Zman Din is like I said before, by Chatzos already the whatever it has to be Nisar is Nisar. So you want to be Oyma B'Tfilah till that's Zman of Chatzos. Chal B'Shabbos and Lahar Chiyosim Mechatzos, you shouldn't go beyond that because you have a problem of that a person shouldn't fast on Shabbos. U'B'Chol Yachol Laharich, as long as you don't, so by Shabbos you don't want to go till Chatzos Yom without eating something. On a weekday of Rosh Hashanah, as long as you eat something during the day, that's sufficient. So you can go longer. The reason why it takes long is you're adding more tefillahs than you're dabbing with music, because you're having a concert. That's not what he had in mind. Okay. Beis matzian shnei sefer Torah be'achad karen chamisha. Rashi, you read it's Yom Tov. You get five aliyahs. Yeshem pokad es sarob ad behi acher the ruma'ela. You get 7 leaves out of that. The mafter kari b'sheni b'parshas Pinchas b'chodesh Hashvi. Mafter by Yisha chod mina ramasim mina ramasayim soifim al b'yorim kari m'shichay. We didn't say b'shemol. V'yesh makari m'shenoy gam likras atakeya b'minyan hachemisha ha'olam m'sevatar. The minhag is to give the baltikia and aliyah one of the aliyahs. So the Mor says that since they were all answered, their tefillos were answered on Rosh Hashanah, so we would mention the Hashem Pakad Asorah. Shiva, Sivan Lass is based Parshius. What do you add in yet? Al Pagibiyam Higamel Sitzchok, based Kashbashir Husham. Hashvi, Adi Shel Hashem. Mim Tobi Hisham, a Parsha Babo, Kruyim, Oishloisha. I've never seen this happen. Mishmur talked about a few places this season, but they didn't call up enough aliyahs. And the Balkari got all everything supposed to lay in with 4 aliyahs instead of 5 or 3. But so Adayin Lo Yomer Kaddish, Yashem Minyan Akruyim, but Parshas Kaddish Achra. So Silein Vaiter. So they give it another aliyah and give it a lay in the next section, which is the Kedah. Vim Omer Kaddish. If he said Kaddish already, he only was missing one, he had lain 4. It's our Glikras. We use Machal Mafter. So we count the Mafter. The Mor says that we hold the Mikra, than the Mafter can be early B'minyan Akruyim. It doesn't have to be. So you don't have to have 5 besides the Mafter. You could have 5 besides the Mafter, but he can count as the B'minyan Akruyim if we need to. So the Mafter will count as number 5. That's the only missing one. But she was some zebra chelik or chaim simchus, and that was because of the imhishim and parsha barbo lo yomer kaddish. Aracha she koru b'sefer Torah shenia. You would say it after the second sefer. Yom after erlo l'chamishi. So he says that instead of laning viter in the first sefer, you do switch the second sefer, but you don't say kaddish till afterwards. We say kaddish to show we finished the full inyan. Well, you haven't, because you haven't got the full 5 aliyahs in yet. So you'll have 4 in the first sefer, 1 in the second sefer, and then you'll say Kaddish. The mafter can count as one of the aliyahs. Where do you have this? We didn't learn that. If you find the toast in the Sefer Torah, so the way the Ramah learns that you find the toast in the Sefer Torah and you don't have another Sefer Torah, we do continue with giving aliyahs. We don't do a separate mafter. So we finish aliyahs, the person says the bracha of Shana Sonal Taras Emes, then he does not say Kaddish. He says he lanes the Haftarah. And after the Haftarah he says Kaddish. Because it's all one hampshire. So that's how
So if it happens like in Shlishi, everybody keeps getting aliyah.
So it happens in Shlishi. Where the Mishabura comes out, and Mishabura learns what happens is, let's say you only want Sefer Torah, they make a mistake, they find a mistake in the earlier aliyahs. So we paskin if the Oyla read three psukim in the Sefer before they found the psul, so you can say a bracha for him. However, the new Oyla who are lighting in the Sefer, which we know is possible, cannot say bracha, neither Rishon nor Akhrona. But there's a law, you have to give seven aliyahs. So the law of giving seven aliyahs and the law of making brachas are two separate halachas. Bizman Chazal, the early in the middle, didn't make a brachas b'chlal. So that person who the psul was found, assuming he had laying three psukim b'kashrus, assuming that with the chazak was kashur. So he's chayvan b'chlal karenu. He stays there. You finish that aliyah, you stop, he does not say a bracha karenu. You call up the next person, he comes up, but does not say any brachas, and you'll have two people standing there, the person who was the shlishi, that's your situation, and then the person gets revi, chamishi, etc. At the end of Shri, the Baal Shlishi says the bracha karenu. So he found the psul in Shvi, so it's obvious, you know, but he found the psul in Shlishi, whatever, so that's what you would do. Let's say in Tovah Karba Yom Al Parshas Akeda Yotz. If you lay in the Akeda the first day of the year, it's a Karba Yom Shani Parshas when Hashem Pukkadah. So you switch it around. Begam Parshas Akeda on Sefer Sijud. And the second day you lay in the Akeda again, so you stretch out your five aliyahs over the Parshas of Hashem Pukkadah Sora and the Parshas of the Akeda also. Come on, come in these Kabbalah Karba Parshas Akeda Shatoa. But I'm a Berech Achrena Ha'achren Broch Achrena. If they realize a mistake before they said the bracha karna of all the aliyahs, you would go back and read. It's interesting. The Gemara says you lay in b'shem pokad asar, or the Gemara, not the Gemara, the Gemara. It's even a Gemara.
What do you mean you need to go back and read if you found a mistake?
Yes, the Gemara. Right, so it doesn't say you met laying the Akeda. It says you laying Shem Pukkad Asura. So we want to kind of didn't the Gemara if we have. So if by mistake they laying the Akeda the first day, and they realize before the end of the Aliyahs that they laying the wrong thing, so they should go back, roll the Sefer Torah and go back and read. Now, what about the new bracha Rishonah?
Why are you going back if you're saying if you found a mistake in the first aliyah?
Not a mistake. They laned by mistake the wrong parsha.
Oh, laned. Okay.
Right. So roll the Sefer Torah back. It's one, you know, it's one omud before, or two omud before. So what about the bracha? So we assume the person. It's interesting. Shuv from Russia. Russia has this. When the person gets up there and they gets an aliyah and they show them the wrong spot. When does he have to repeat the bracha and when not? So if he gets up there, they show him the almond which he's supposed to lay in is open. They show him the wrong spot. That happened once. It was Shvi of Pesach, I think, and the Baal Kari showed him the B'yam HaShvi of Sukkot by mistake. B'yam HaShvi, B'yam HaShvi, B'yam HaShvi. There's two columns right next to each other. Right? Or something like that. I remember which day it was. B'yam HaSheni, maybe it was B'yam HaSheni. Right? So, both. So, what do you do in that situation? So if the omen where you're supposed to lay in is open, so that's fine. If that omen is closed, then where you're supposed to lay in is where you're supposed to lay in is closed, and what you only made a bracha, it's the wrong thing. So, make sure that you make a new bracha rishonah. Rav Moshe says no. That's only if a person gets an aliyah in the middle of the year. But if a person gets an aliyah on a yom tov, but he knows why he's going up there. He's going up there for the mafter of the second day of Pesach. He's not coming from after the second day of Sukkot. So his kavanah is the second day of Pesach, even though they showed him the wrong thing. He had kavanah for the right tria. So then you don't have to make another bracha rishon, even though it was closed. So that's what happened one time in the yeshiva, and that's what I passed. And they were like, oh, it wasn't open. I know. You know, trust me, I know. You know, that's Rav Moshe's psak.
So, do other Pesachim pass in the same way? Not that Rav Moshe is not reliable, I'm just asking, is that a common psak or...
The Svara Mikdala says, I haven't seen somebody say yes or no. Can I get him?
What does the Shulchan Aruch say?
Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss that case.
He doesn't.
I mean,
doesn't discuss it. Like if he opened it up and it wasn't on that omit, doesn't it say yes or no?
Right. That's only in the case where you didn't know. The Gemara says, another year, I'm not sure which Amud you're supposed to show me. Like, I'm such a big bucky in a Chumash, you show me the wrong spot. I say, oh, that's wrong. I know. If you did, you should have corrected him then. So you didn't know. You trusted the Balkar. Yeah. Over here, I know what I'm getting my aliyah for. On a case of a Yomtiv, I have his own personal knowledge. I'm going up there to get the mafter on the second day of Pesach, not the second day of Sukkot, because it's Pesach today. Right. So over there, my kavanah was the second day of Pesach. Whatever he showed me is irrelevant. But the middle of the year, so Mishnah Berurah's case is the middle of the year. So that's an hanami. Everybody agrees to that. You make another bracha. Okay, let's just finish up over here.
They don't lay in a new Yom. They don't lay in a new Yom Hashani on the second day of Pesach.
This was the biggest Mike of this
Pesach. What?
This Pesach and Ramach was the biggest Mike.
Yeah. So I think it was Yom Hashani.
Somebody asked the question. Like, the half a minute that he asked the question, he would normally people would assume that, you know, that the Shechadar doesn't make any difference with. The question is interesting. Like, the hafamin of the question.
The question was, there's some questions over there. The questions are. You're right.
On the seventh day of Pesach. And explain what you craft.
Right. So it's probably Yom Rishon, so you're right. No, but Chamisha also Yom Lechadish. So this is Chamisha also Yom Lechadish. Which Chadish are you referring to? Okay, let's finish up over here. My cousin Matthew Ephraim, Rodolfo Gober Yerei Hashem, he settled Shia Loyalia Biyam in the Royim. He's trying to get a lead on Yam in the Royim. And Chemish Mechurchim, it says, Yikto Yisrael Bedom and Kfi Yechot. If you're able to pay for it, you should pay for it. Rabbi Yesh Ilu Yosef Mimitza Shabbar Allah Bedom and Mimitza Shabbar Allah Bechinam and Kosa. It's valuable that you spend money on it. The Baal Musaf also gets an aliyah from Yom Kippurim, Karma, Soy, Mishanot, Oskar, Al Tzkiyah, but Tila, Ein Noigim, Likrosan. That's only if you're doing it for free, but if they're getting paid for it, there's no Kiyah to give them an aliyah. So you give a person a choice. Either you get an aliyah or you get paid.